Hello and welcome to Last Mixtape Podcast. My name is Stephen White, and on this week's show, we review Idol's new album, Tank, and new music from Trophy Wife, Houseplants, Latha, Pink Slips, and Rowdy Outsider. But first... Yes, you're very welcome along to the Last Mixtape Podcast, dear listener. This week we are going to be reviewing the fifth album by Idol's Tank, if the spelling is to be believed. It is the fifth album from them. For my own part, I have really adored their music up to a point. I've seen them live several times in the Ivy Gardens, probably one of the best gigs I've been to in recent years, and in Vicar Street, just incendiary, abrasive, great, just punk rock shows that strongly capture the imagination. Their first two albums are absolutely incendiary. Brutalism is an incredible, incredible record. And much like the album said, it captured that kind of feral nature of Idol's music, the kind of DIY post-punk revivalist vibe that was going on around 2017. Joy is an Act of Resistance, the sophomore record from them, was even better, I felt. Captured even more of that feeling with songs like Mother and Danny Nedelko, which again, just capturing that kind of visceral pushing against the structures that of our society that they have kind of that they write about, that they care about, that they want to talk about. And those two records I really loved. After that, I think Ultramano and Crawler, the two records that followed it, I didn't warm to Ultramano at all. I think Mr. Motivator was the one track I thought was pretty good. It was kind of a good rock song, but it sounded and seemed a little bit too polished for me from them. Yeah, it didn't have the brutalism or the feral nature of brutalism or the incendiary politics of Joy as an Act of Resistance. It just didn't capture it as well, I thought. So I'm really happy to say that I absolutely adore Tanks. I find it to be a return to form from them. I think it's their best work since Joy as an Act of Resistance in 2018. So back with a bang with album 5, I believe. And it captures a lot of that. It's not to say that it's them going back to that sound or it's them regressing at all. I don't think that's true. They probably learned a lot from more so Crawler than Ultramano. And took a lot of that into this record. But I think while still are maybe refinding the fire that made the first two records, the want, there's a great bit from I think it's Tony Wilson, and he was talking about the first time he saw Joy Division, and he said he saw them at a Battle of the Bands in Manchester, I believe, and he was talking about all the other bands were playing and it was fine and it was all good, but when Joy Division came on, they were like a band that didn't, like, all the other bands wanted to be there because they wanted to win the Battle of the Bands. Joy Division needed to be there because they needed to say what they wanted to say. They needed to make that music. And I think that's true of Idols in their first two records. They needed to make them. Whereas maybe with Ultramano and Crawler, they wanted to make them. Tanks kind of moves back to that, I believe. And as I say, it's not following totally on from any of the four records. You like, it is still Idols, but you're not going to be like, well, that's this is them regressing, or this is them sticking to their guns of Crawler. Idea 01, which is the beginning of the album, has this minimalist piano, almost twinkling nature to it, but obviously with the brooding nature of the vocal. And it's really a kind of a setting at the stall of, yes, things aren't the same, but there's a depth, there's a mood, there's an atmosphere to this record. Gift Horse that follows it moves back to that incendiary nature of Joy as an Act of Resistance. It's growling, it's on, you know, it's nasty, it's produced with a snarl in both the vocals and the guitar playing and the musicality. What's very interesting about the record is that it doesn't just hit you like Brutalism, as you know, as the name would suggest, would do. Tanks has this kind of overarching dynamism to it. It pushes and pulls. It moves and kind of weaves itself around the listener. A Gospel, which is midway through the record, is probably the moment where you really feel that most. It's this reserved, introspective song that's quite as serene as an Idols track can get, but obviously still with that undercurrent, that nature to the band that makes them so interesting to listen to. Moving on to songs like Hall & Oates, which completely subvert that with a more jagged, feral, unwelcoming sound that really did bring me back to the Brutalist thing, Brutalism, where it sounds like it was recorded in a shed almost, like there wasn't a lot of overthinking, maybe the overthinking that I was talking about in Ultramano, and it just is as a song, and I really like that. Moving on to the two singles, Grace and Dancer. Grace has this great line, "No God, no King, I said love is the thing," which harkens back to some of the great lyricism I thought in Brutalism and Jack Joy is an Act of Resistance, with, you know, the best way to scare a Tory is to read and get rich. That, you know, it's the feeling that it has something to say rather than I have something to say. You know, it's that difference between, yeah, man, you know, fight the system, dude, and actually having something worthwhile. And Idols have always been really good at that, where there's no generalisms, really. It has a meaning to it, as I say, which is on Grace, which has this very heavy atmosphere and slow burn to it. As well, one of the tracks that would have got a lot of attention is obviously Dancer, which was one of the singles, features LCD Sound Systems, James Murphy and Nancy Wang, on the choruses more than ever. And it's a really nice melding of the two. You forget sometimes the harder parts of LCD Sound Systems sound. You know, a lot of people might ascribe the, you know, Where Your Friends Tonight, all that kind of stuff. Whereas there are, you know, like Fire, there are songs about them that have a harder edge. And I think Dancer on this album with Idols, it's a really nice mix of two bands you would never have put together, or you would have thought one sound would overwrought the other, but it doesn't. And yeah, it's that kind of flow of the whole album that really gives it something fresh and new from the band. And so it goes, Idols, Tanks, or Tank. Our Tang. So as an album, yeah, I really thought this was such a comeback to form from the band after two albums that meandered. Going back to the Tony Wilson of it all, as I said earlier in the review, that kind of feeling of an album that needed to be made instead of an album that wanted to be made. And I think that's really where this one kind of comes across. It has that, when you go to see them live, it feels like they have to do it. It has to be this way. It has to come out of them. And I think on the album, this album, it does, but in different ways. It's not always going to be in a, you know, a force of the floor, all, you know, all aggressive, all punk, all this. It can come out in different shapes and forms and means, as I say, with our gospel and Idea 01 and Gift Horse and stuff like that. So it has that light and shade, that big and small, the push and pull that makes them such a great band. But it also has that incendiary, vital nature to it that really gives them something over a lot of the bands mining this similar territory. So yeah, I would say go out, have a listen to Idols, Tank, in wherever you can find it, however you listen to it, buy it, whatever you want to do, listen to it, and, you know, really take this in. And yeah, check them out live, because they're an incredible, incredible band. They have a couple of shows in Ireland actually this year. They'll be playing the Three Olympia Theatre in November, I think two dates in 19th and 20th. And they'll also be supporting LCD Sound System at Malahide Castle this summer as well, which seems to be an incredible show that I would very much tell you to go out and just check out. They are an incredible band, and this is great to see them making such a great album again. And yeah, really enjoyed it. Highly recommend, as they say. Yes, it is I, the Count of Monte Playlisto. Yes, dear listener, I have returned, because every week your faithful host delves deep into the latest releases coming out of Ireland and adds them to the greatest playlist on Spotify, TLMT's Irish Mixtape. Check it out. Link in the bio, or search it into Spotify. Yes, the Count of Monte Playlisto is a gracious host indeed. So this week's tracks that we are going to jump into have been added to the playlist this week, we have Trophy Wife. Yes, and the new single Party Girl, which is this incredibly textured track. I really like this. It's a nice return from Trophy Wife, who's one of those artists who I've been kind of watching for a while. And their music has this kind of, yeah, there are parts of like almost 90s alternative rock to it. There's little bits of, you know, oh, dare I say Dinosaur Jr. in there. There's bits of Phoebe Bridgers in there. There's all this kind of sound, different sounds going on with her. But I really like this because it has both the serene but the harder nature of the influences in it. And it has this hazy vocal that really suits that type of thing. I think we were talking about Lucy McWilliams last week. And it does have that thing where you'd identify this almost in the same line as a New Dad or a Just Mustard kind of sound to it, or even the Pillow Queens or something like that. Yeah, it's a great track. Party Girl has had a great American rock type feel to it that's kind of come back. Biba Dobie would be another one that you would reference with this. And it's a great song. I'd definitely say check it out. Next up, we have Houseplants with their new single, No Pushover. This is BellX1's Paul Noonan and Dahi, their collaborative effort, which had an album out a couple of years ago. Yeah, I really like this as well. This is a song that kind of melds the electronic with the organic, especially when it comes to the vocal. Its vocal itself has this almost electronic, distorted nature to it. That kind of explores the themes of the music as well. It has a lot to do with, we were talking about LCD sound system, a lot to do with the kind of the ultra rhythm of that, if you will, where there's pretty much every rhythmical instrument you could put on a track doing every single syncopated rhythmic thing you can, which I love. I love that kind of feeling of throwing everything at the wall with a song, and they absolutely do it with this. It's an interesting track because structurally, I'm not going to say it's all over the place because I quite like it, but it moves and shifts in very different and odd ways that you wouldn't expect it. And the performance of the vocal as well, as part of it too, really does lend itself to that electronic, almost robotic feel that it has, underlined with the kind of organic nature of the rhythm as well, cowbells and things like that. So I think it's great. It's really down the line of what they've been doing, down the line of what they released before, Windowpane. But I think it's a great track. It's well worth a listen. And yeah, great collaboration and from those guys. Next up, we have something completely different with Laetha and their song Throat of the Wind, which is this beautifully tempered folk track, which is very much built around harmony. And we're talking about the organic nature and the electronic nature of Houseplants. This is very much about the organic, beautifully played guitar, spacious production, well-melded harmonies on vocals, which is hard to do because, yes, you can get a bunch of people in a room who can harmonize, but you have to really have voices that complement one another. And I think this does. It has a beautiful atmosphere to it. It's very light-footed. It tiptoes along as a track, which I like songs that do that as well. And, yeah, it's just one of those tracks where it's like, oh, this is very beautifully made. And I think it's well worth your time because, yeah, we were talking, I suppose, last week about music that is not as incendiary and therefore doesn't get the attention because it's not loud. It's not the loudest person in the room. But sometimes it's worth listening to the quietest person in the room sometimes. It doesn't always have to be the loud ones. So, yeah, absolutely love this. Laetha with Throat of the World. Yes, and something completely different once again, dear listener. We got Pink Slips with Ambidextrous, their new single. And I really like this. This is kind of this big, bold, biffy, Clyro-esque sound to it, especially in the choruses. It's the kind of, you know, big verse, big chorus kind of thing that they do, which is like, it's a big verse, but it's going to be an even bigger chorus. And they somehow find that, because that can be quite difficult. If you already have a big verse going on, taking a step up and making a bigger chorus can be hard. But I really like this for that. It swings for the fences. It's a hard, hard genre to hit because of how precise you need to be. We're talking about idols and the kind of the feral nature of it. And that can be difficult in its own ways and have its own pitfalls. But making something that is ultra big, ultra smooth like this in that vein of music is very hard. And I think these guys did it. It's really good. Check it out. Ambidextrous by Pink Slips. And finally, we end with something not totally far away from our previous bands. We have Rowdy Outsider with When You're Gone. And I really like this. This is a lot of fun. This is a big punk pop track that swings for those punk pop fences with all the melodic guitar play. The vocals are on point for that type of sound. Big choruses again, but in a very different way, almost that sing-along-y type thing. And yeah, it's just a really, really fun track. Again, it's difficult to do this without sounding like a parody of the things that have come before. You know, we all know the, where are you, of it all. But no, I think these guys really hit it. And it's a song that when I press play on it, it explodes and it has all of these melodic guitars going on. The band know what they're doing. They obviously love their influences and things like that. And you got to love it. You got to love when people do this kind of thing and do it right and do it correct. And yeah, I think it's well worth your time. Rowdy Outsider, When You're Gone. And that's it for this week's playlist tracks. I hope you enjoyed what the Count of Monte playlist has wrought on the world. If you want to submit any of your tracks to this, go on to stephen@thelastmixtape.com. You can email me with tracks that you might think I want to hear. Maybe, let's see. Yes, but before I let you go off into the night, dear listener, gig of the week this week comes from Pink Panthers, who is playing at the Three Olympia Theatre on Tuesday night on February 20th. I think it's already sold out. She is currently touring her debut album, Heaven Knows. So if you're lucky enough to be going out to that, that's going to be absolutely incredible. But as always, there are gigs all over the town and the country that you should be going to, or you want to go to if you like such things. So do go along if you can make it to some live events and see some live bands and enjoy yourselves. But before you do that, and so it goes, and there it went. But before I go, thank you, listener. You can subscribe to Last Mixtape Podcast in all the usual places and spaces. You can also submit your music gigs to me, etc. to stephen@thelastmixtape.com with the subject matter TLMT Podcast, or via Instagram, or you can just, like, you know, smoke signals, or, you know, just say, hey, Steve, just shout Steve out into the streets of Dublin and I will appear. No, I won't. I will not do that. That's not going to be what happens. but for now, this was the Last Mixtape Podcast. You were the listener, and I was Stephen White. So long.